USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy won his re-election, becoming the first governor in the state since 1998 to win back-to-back terms. The governor received over 50% of the vote after final tallies were released Wednesday. According to NASA, the month of November brought a new round of explosions, volcanic tremors, gas, and ash emissions to the Cengay volcano in Ecuador. The Ecuadorian Geophysical Institute reports that ash and gas plumes from Cengay were observed daily from November 1st to the 8th and were sent over a mile into the air. Ash has covered 7 square miles of crops, affecting thousands of farmers and ranchers in the region. Russia continues to terrorize Ukrainians, killing civilians with their missiles fired into the country they invaded a year ago, come February. Compounding the hardship of winter for millions, Russia has been firing missiles from afar on Ukraine's energy grid Wednesday, denying cities of power, water, and public transportation. President Zelensky instructed Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations to request an urgent Security Council meeting. For obvious reasons, cooking fires on Thanksgiving happens more often than any other day of the year. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau explains.
Fire officials want to remind you that Thanksgiving is the biggest day of the year for cooking fires. That's why they're offering tips to help keep families safe this week. Officials say keep your eyes on your cooking equipment and keep young kids out of the kitchen. Turkey fryers should be placed on a level surface and at least 10 to 15 feet away from any structures. Fire officials also suggest making sure you know where your fire extinguisher is before Thanksgiving. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
China's communist government locked down more areas Thursday as daily COVID-19 cases rise. 6.6 million people in the central city of Zhengzhou are affected by a five-day stay-at-home order, including the area where Apple's main iPhone factory is located. NASA lost control with the uncrewed Orion moon capsule early Wednesday morning for reasons that remain unclear. The mission has been performing well since launching on NASA's Artemis 1 mission. It happened while reconfiguring a link between the capsule and the Deep Space Network, the set of radio dishes that NASA uses to talk to spacecraft. After some adjustments here on Earth, communications have been resumed. The Macy's Day Parade in New York City is getting military-level protection this year. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau has more.
New York City police say, as of now, there are no credible or specific threats to any events in the city this Thanksgiving holiday. However, the chief of the Counterterrorism Bureau, Martine Matarazzo, announced that her unit will deploy its full assets at Thursday's Macy's Parade.
Including but not limited to heavy weapons teams, explosive detection canines, our bomb squad, radiological and chemical sensors, counter-surveillance teams, drone detection and mitigation, stand trucks and blocker vehicles, and additional cameras have been installed along the parade route.
Gobble, gobble, my friend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.